This week starts out with a parade and ends with an execution. It starts with Jesus and his followers marching into Jerusalem and ends with Jesus being marched outside of the gate to his death. It starts with rejoicing and the shouting of Hosanna and ends with the cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shortly after Jesus healed the two blind men that we read about a few weeks ago, Jesus enters the region surrounding Jerusalem. It was around the time of Passover. This is important for Jesus' actions for two reasons. First, Jesus enters the city with a huge crowd. Passover was an incredibly important holiday to all members of the Jewish faith. People would come from all over the Roman Empire to visit Jerusalem in order to celebrate the holiday of their people. This provides the framework for all of the events that are about to happen. They are public. All of Jesus' actions over the week would have been seen by everyone. And Jesus chose his actions very carefully. Marching in on a donkey made a statement. It was known that there had been a prophecy that the next Jewish king would enter the city like that. Jesus riding into the city in front of that many people made a statement. Overturning the temple and practically starting a riot when there were so many people in the city made a statement. Declaring that the time was coming when the temple itself would be destroyed, made a statement. During Passover, the Romans feared that the Jews, bolstered by so many out-of-town guests, would rebel against them. They would station more soldiers in the city to make sure that they could maintain control. And Jesus doing things like publicly throwing the money changers out of the temple during that time that so many out-of-town guests were in Jerusalem, well, it made a statement. And that brings us to the second reason that Passover is important to our story. Passover represented freedom. Passover celebrated the salvation of the people of Israel. They had been slaves in Egypt, but their God granted them freedom in a miraculous event, the Exodus from Egypt, which culminated in the giving of the land to the Jews, the land that eventually was taken over by the Romans. Passover was an incredibly politically volatile holiday. The Romans feared that with the extra people in the city and with a nationalistic holiday going on, that riots and even open revolt were possible. And as I am sure that you know, it was commonly assumed that the coming Messiah would be a military hero, someone who would grant the Jewish people the power to cast off the shackles of bondage once and for all and cast out the Roman Empire, starting a Jewish kingdom with the Messiah as king. And here Jesus comes, riding on a donkey, as the king was prophesied to do, surrounded by a crowd of people shouting, Hosanna, which means save us, and proclaiming him to be the descendant of the king of the golden age of Israel, David. Oh, did I mention that those palm branches that you're holding right now, they're a symbol of the last time that the Jewish people revolted against their master, and for a time established an independent nation? They were a symbol of Jewish independence. And boy, all of a sudden, this looks like the start of a revolt, doesn't it? And then Jesus goes to the temple, which could be seen from the Roman stronghold, and more or less starts a riot. Wow, this whole thing seems to be escalating rather quickly. In our modern world, it is really popular to make Jesus tame. People want a mild, nice guy Jesus. Even the noted atheist Douglas Adams has this to say about Jesus. Nearly 2,000 years ago, one man had been nailed to a tree for saying how great it would be to be nice to people for a change. But here is the truth. No one has ever been executed because they said that we should be nice to each other. Yes, Jesus did tell us that, but that is not why he was crucified. He was crucified for insurrection. He was crucified because he was a danger to empire, the status quo. Jesus, during this last week of his life, is anything but mild. Can you imagine? I mean, put yourself in the place of Jesus' followers. You know that God has promised to save you from your oppressors. You know that God has promised his Messiah to be your king. You know that the Romans are not following God's plan for you. And here you are. You have been following this rabbi who has been teaching you about the coming kingdom of heaven, the coming kingdom of God. You believe he is the Messiah. You believe that God works through him. And here it is, Passover, the holiday that commemorates God granting freedom to your people, and it is finally happening. This man, the one you know should be king, instructs you to find a donkey so that he can march into the capital city as king. And the people are supporting him. You hear them crying, "Hosanna, son of David!" It is actually happening this time. God is going to use this man to overturn the evil powers of this world. He is going to grant Jesus the military might to throw out the Romans. But then, things turn south really fast. After marching in as a king, after turning out the temple, this Jesus fellow starts acting strangely. He doesn't stockpile weapons. There are no military drills, no assassinations of high-profile Roman leaders. Even when the authorities show up to arrest him, there is no last-ditch attempt to fend them off. He goes peacefully to his trial, and he is hung in disgrace on a tree. A failed Messiah. This next week is called Holy Week, but I kind of wish that we used another name. Calling it Holy Week spills the beans. It reminds us that it all works out. Of course, we know that Jesus should not have tried to violently throw out the Romans. God's plan was bigger than simply saving his people from Roman rule. His plan was to save them from sin, an eternal, not an earthly one. But at the same time, we modern Christians focus so solely on the resurrection of Christ that we forget the devastation of the cross. This Friday, we will reread the story of the crucifixion of Jesus, the death of the second person of the Trinity. We know that victory becomes his on Easter, but for the time being, we must live with the knowledge that we killed our God. Yes, he defeats death by coming back to life, but we killed him, not knowing that he would come back. And for the rest of the story, we have to wait until next week, because for the time being, we have to live with the fact that Jesus was crucified and lays in his tomb. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.